Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
So Elsie, I'm sure you had a really fun summer. What did you do?
First, I went to Sabah, Malaysia. After I came back from there, I went to Genting with my best friend. We spent time chilling and getting tanned on the beach.
Ooh, nice.
Next, I think I'll attend pool parties to get more tanned. What about you?
Ooh, I like pool parties as well. I went to a lot of pool parties, speaking of that. Did you have any interesting parties that you attended that really stuck out to you?
Take pool parties as an example. I really like the parties. I like to go to pool parties with my friends. We can relax and enjoy the sunshine there. If we feel hot, just jump into the pools and everything will be nice and cool.
Yeah.
Wait, why did you ask me what I did over the summer?
Well, because we're talking about parties, and I actually have a really great party idea that I want to share with you guys as well. So let's take a look at our teaching to learn more.
Potluck. A party with no menu.
Zoe invites her friends into her home.
Hi, Zoe. Thank you for inviting us to your home.
I'm excited for my first potluck dinner. Where did you get this idea?
It's very popular in the U.S. Potlucks are an old tradition.
It's an interesting idea. So, what's for dinner tonight? I made barbecue chicken.
I made Caesar salad.
I made the same thing.
We should plan this out next time.
No, that's the fun of potlucks. The meal is a surprise.
Dinner is over, but there's still a lot of pizza left.
Why is there so much pizza left?
It tastes great, but the crust is too hard.
Oh, no.
It's okay. You just need more practice. We had a lot of fun, though.
Woo-hoo!
Yay!
Excited, excited. Susie is excited about starting her new job on Monday. Susie is excited about starting her new job on Monday. Dinner, dinner. Zach went home after work to cook dinner. Zach went home after work to cook dinner. Tonight. Tonight. I can see a lot of stars in the sky tonight. I can see a lot of stars in the sky tonight. Taste. 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 Tasted. Tasted. Lemons taste very sour. Lemons taste very sour.
Okay, so our article starts again with the scenario describing what is happening. So Zoe invites her friend into her home. Okay, so Stacy arrives and she says, Hi Zoe, thank you for inviting us to your home.
今天呢，对话的背景是啊 ，Zoe 邀请她的朋友进到家里面来。Stacy 进门之后呢，就说了：“谢谢你邀请我们来你家。” What about the other guest, Ben?
Ben says, "I'm excited for my first potluck dinner. Where did you get this idea?" Okay, so let's take a look at our first word power word, excited. E-X-C-I-T-E-D, excited.Excited is our word power word. It is an adjective and it means to feel very happy or enthusiastic. For example, we can say, Susie is excited about starting her new job on Monday. Susie is excited about starting her new job on Monday.
文章里头呢 ,Ben 接着说我好兴奋哦这是我第一个 potluck 晚餐。你是从哪里想到这个点子的呢 ?Ben is very excited. Ben 的心情相当兴奋。Excited, 兴奋的。例句提到呢 ,Susie 对于要在星期一开始她的新工作感到兴奋。
Alright, so we also have another word power word here, dinner. D-I-N-N-E-R, dinner. Dinner is a noun and it means the main meal of the day. It's usually eaten in maybe in the middle of the day or in the evening. For example, we can say, Zach went home after work to cook dinner. Zach went home after work to cook dinner. Okay, so many of us usually eat dinner like around 6, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have something earlier, we call that an early dinner. That's around 5 to 6 p.m. There's another word that we see sometimes. We see the word supper, S-U-P-P-E-R. It also means dinner, but a very, very light one. And people in the past actually use supper more. Because I guess...
Use this word more?
Yeah, I guess it's maybe they didn't really have much to do, so they had dinner a little bit earlier. So they use supper sometimes, too.
Okay. Dinner 是晚餐。以前比较常看到用的是 supper 这个字来当做晚餐哦。但 supper 跟 dinner 比起来呢 ,supper 比较简单没有像 dinner 那么丰盛。那刚刚的例句提到呢 ,Zach 下班之后啊回家煮饭。Okay, so where did Zoe get this idea?
Yeah, so where did potlucks come from? Well, the article says, Zoe says, it's very popular in the U.S., potlucks are an old tradition. Okay, so we see here that this is something that has been passed down. And this is what tradition means. Tradition is a custom or belief that is passed down from generation to generation.
所以就回答啦，这是在美国相当流行的 party. Potlucks 是一项旧的 tradition, 传统。Well, I didn't know...It is an old tradition. I thought it's a new way for friends to get together.
Me too. Actually, this is new information for me as
yeah.
well. All right. So next, Ben says, it's an interesting idea. So what's for dinner tonight? I made barbecue chicken.
So Ben brought barbecue chicken to the potluck. Ben 就说了，这是个有趣的点子，所以我们今天晚餐要吃什么呢？我做了烤鸡。
Yum. Okay, so he asked, what is for dinner tonight? And tonight is also our word power word. T-O-N-I-G-H-T. Tonight. Tonight is actually an adverb, and it means in the evening or during the night of today. For example, we can say, I can see a lot of stars in the sky tonight.I can see a lot of stars in the sky tonight.
Tonight, 今晚。例句提到呢，我可以在今晚的天空里看到许多星星。那这边补充咯，如果是今晚，我们说的是 tonight。那如果是昨晚，我们要说的是 last night。那如果是明晚呢，我们要说的是 tomorrow night。So, Ben brought barbecue chicken. What about Stacy? What did she make?
Let's see what Stacy made. She said, I made Caesar salad.And Nick said, I made the same thing.
Sandy 说了，我做了凯撒沙拉。Nick 马上接着说啊，我也做了同样的东西。Both Stacy and Nick made Caesar salad.
So maybe actually next time it's better if we talk to the host or talk to other people.
We plan it first.
So they don't have to, they don't make the same dishes.
Mm-hmm.
But this is exactly what Stacy says. She says, we should plan this out next time. When you plan something out, it means you make plans to do something or you organize things.
Stacy 说了，我们下次应该计划一下 to plan out something, 计划规划某事。So Tiffany, let's plan out a potluck for next weekend.
Yes, you know what we can also do? We can do a hot pot potluck.I've done those before. Yeah.
What do you mean by potluck?
We have a hot pot and everyone can bring like a dish or something. Like they can bring the vegetables and ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do that as well.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah, that's really smart. So next, Zoe said, no, that's the fun of potlucks.The meal is a surprise.
Oh, so Zoe doesn't want to organize the potluck, right?
She's maybe lazy. I'm just kidding.
Zoe 马上就说了，不，那就是 potlucks 的好玩之处。餐点是惊喜，因为你都不知道你的朋友会带来什么样的东西。
Well, that's true. And also maybe the way of making Caesar salad for each person is different.
Different, right?
So you get a different taste of what everyone is good at.Alright, so let's continue looking at the article. It ends with the scenario. It says, dinner is over, but there's still a lot of pizza left. And Zoe says, why is there so much pizza left?
现在呢，对话的背景来到晚餐吃完了，但是还有很多剩下的 pizza。那 Zoe 就问了，为什么剩下这么多的 pizza 呢？ She must be wondering if the pizza is tasty or not.
Yeah, that's why I am afraid to bring my own food because I'm afraid my food will just be untouched.Nobody likes it.
Isn't it tasty?
Alright, so Ben says, it tastes great, but the crust is too hard. Okay, what he is talking about is the crust, which is the outer part of the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it also can be the outer part of the toaster bread.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people like to eat the crust because it's a little bit tougher, right?
Yeah. So Ben 回答到了 pizza 尝起来很好吃但是饼皮太硬了 Here, crust 指的是 pizza 外面比如说它是一个完整的圆圈外面那一圈就是它的饼皮那如果在没有加芝心之前就会比较硬咯
Yeah, alright, so we also see another word pair word here, taste, T-A-S-T-E, taste. Taste is a verb and it means to have a particular flavor. For example, we can say, lemons taste very sour. Lemons taste very sour.
Taste 是尝的动作。例句提到呢，柠檬尝起来很酸。同学们有发现呢，在例句里头呢 ，taste 的后面加的是 sour 这个形容词，我们会说尝起来如何的意思。那我们也可以在 taste 后面加上 like 以及一个名词，代表的是尝起来像某个东西。For example, we can say the soup tastes like soda.、
Mm.
汤尝起来像。Soda 饮料
Why?
What did you put inside? 你放了什么在里面
Who made the soup?
那除了 taste 之外呢我们还有一些动词可以使用哦比如说 闻 smell
Ah yeah
Smell good Smell like flowers、
mm-hmm.
或者是呢听听起来如何我们用 sound 这个动作那还有看起来如何我们用的是 look 还有呢就是感觉起来如何我们可以用到 feel 这个字
Right, you can use your five senses
Yes
To describeThings, especially with food. Sometimes、mm-hmm. they say we eat with our eyes. Do you know what that means?
我们用眼睛吃东西 because if the food is beautiful, we will enjoy it, right?
Yeah, and、mm-hmm. we will think that it tastes even better.
Yeah.
All right, so the article continues with Zoe saying, oh no. And Nick says, it's okay, you just need more practice. We had a lot of fun though.
最后 Nick 说呢，没关系，你只需要更多的练习。不过我们玩得很开心哦。
That's true. This is actually great if you enjoy cooking because you can ask people what things taste like.
Yeah.
And you can always improve and change your recipe.
You can sharpen your cooking skills.
Yeah.
When having potlucks.
Yeah. That's right. All right. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our wrap up.
So, having potlucks can also sharpen your cooking skills. Have you had the experience like Zoe?
Kind of, because I am afraid to cook for a large group of people, but I do cook sometimes for a group of my friends,
mm-hmm.
a smaller group of people, and they will say like, oh yeah, this tastes good, or you can add that, or actually, you know, I enjoy cooking with other people.Because you also can learn a lot from them, and they、mm-hmm. give you great tips and hints on what to do.
Yes.
What about you?
You know, I'm a bad cook, so、mm-hmm. I think my cooking skill will be sharpened if I have more potlucks.
Ah, so I think we need to、plan more parties then. So.
Yeah, we have to plan out the party.
And it's easier when you do a potluck because you don't have to get the kitchen dirty. You just ask people to bring dishes and...You clean up afterwards.
Or、it's、you can、really、buy、easy. Food, right?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Like what I do, I buy food. I buy a lot of desserts.
But、so. Don't buy something like popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn is probably not a very good thing to bring because these are just small snacks.
Yeah.
And maybe guests will feel even hungrier.、
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to bring a nice dish where people can really eat and feel full and be happy.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you have a potluck, share with us and think about the dishes you can bring. For now, I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
It looks like we'll be sitting together again.
It looks like we'll be sitting together again.
Hello everyone, it's LB again. 开学特辑还没结束哦。上回啊教大家怎么样克服害羞可以认识新朋友的句子。今天呢 哇哦，好棒哦，可以跟以前的同学继续坐在隔壁哎。哎，可是有人心里想说，天哪，好尴尬，我以前跟他关系不太好哎。哎，各位同学啊，不要这样嘛，新的学期新的开始啊，敞开你的心胸，重新认识彼此，或许能解开之前的误会，会有新的发现哦。那么我们就从今天的小聚会开始吧，开心的对他说 ，It looks like we'll be sitting together again。看起来我们又要坐在一起咯，之前学过的 look like 有看起来像什么什么的意思，例如说 you look like your mom， 你长得像你妈妈， look like 后面接上名词，那这次呢小聚会的句子里面 look like 比较像是中文口语里面的看来怎么样怎么样哦，后面接上一个完整的子句，小聚会的句子就是这样子的， we will be sitting together againLook like 接子句，那我再举个例子好了。It looks like he's inviting me to the party. 看来他要邀请我去派对哦，好害羞哦。好啦，那回到小聚会的句子里面，用到了未来进行式 will be 加上 ving， 未来某个时间点正在进行中的事，就会用到这个句型。那或者说呢，已经计划于将来进行的事情也会用到它哦。We'll be sitting together again. 我们将会一起坐。再举个例子好了。The train will be leaving soon. 火车即将要开走了。And it looks like it's time for us to practice our 小聚会 one more time. It looks like we'll be sitting together again.Great job, guys! 那么 A Plus 小聚会，我们下次见喽 ，Bye!
It looks like we'll be sitting together again.
It looks like we'll be sitting together again. Chit chat.
I 不听，我不听 ，I don't want to listen you.
你不想听我说，可是英文要说对啊，你要说 I don't want to listen to you。
虽然 hear 和 listen 都有听的意思，但是我们通常会用 listen 来表示仔细听、注意听，因为呢它是个不及物动词，所以注意不可以后面直接接受词，所以后面我们通常会加一个介系词 to。比方像是听我说，千万不要说 listen me listen me， 这样是错误的，我们要说 listen to me。 同样的，听音乐我们就要说 listen to music， 听收音机 listen to the radio 等等。我们来造个句子吧。 For example， I'm listening to my favorite song， 我正在听我最爱的歌曲。 Or Can you be quiet， I'm listening to the news， 你可以小声点吗，我现在正在听这则新闻呢。而不同于 listen， hear 则是用在表示这个不经意，不用仔细去听就可以听到的意思哦。所以像是有时候我们听到门铃响或者是电话声响，我们就会用 hear。 而 hear 可以直接接受词，因为它是个及物动词，所以像是听到奇怪的声音，我们可以说 hear a strange noise。那来造个句子，像是 Go get the door, I heard the doorbell ring， 去开门，我听到有人按门铃。 Or Did you hear my cell phone ring， 你有听到我的手机响吗。
What did we learn from teacher Laura？
一般查字典的时候，我们都看到，哎 ，listen 和 hear 都是听的意思。可是呢，其实 listen 是指仔细而且听到哦，但是 hear 却是只有哎不经意就可以听到这样的意思。
Potluck, a party with no menu.
Zoe invites her friends into her home.
Hi, Zoe. Thank you for inviting us to your home.
I'm excited for my first potluck dinner. Where did you get this idea?
It's very popular in the US. Potlucks are an old tradition.
It's an interesting idea. So, what's for dinner tonight? I made barbecue chicken.
I made Caesar salad.
I made the same thing.
We should plan this out next time.
No, that's the fun of potlucks. The meal is a surprise.
Dinner is over, but there's still a lot of pizza left.
why is there so much pizza left?
It tastes great, but the crust is too hard.
Oh, no.
It's okay. You just need more practice. We had a lot of fun, though.
Excited. Excited. Susie is excited about starting her new job on Monday. Susie is excited about starting her new job on Monday. Dinner. Dinner. Zach went home after work to cook dinner. Zach went home after work to cook dinner. Tonight. Tonight. I can see a lot of stars in the sky tonight. I can see a lot of stars in the sky tonight. Taste. 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 Tasted. Tasted. Lemons taste very sour. Lemons taste very sour.